Hello, welcome to the talk about the MySQL Network Protocol. So the agenda for today is first an introduction, then we go over some of the connection setup phase of the whole protocol, including handshake, TLS compression, authentication, and then we go to the command phase once we have a connection and look at queries, result sets, including prepared statements. And then we will also quickly hit something about replication and a few other things. So who am I? I'm Daniel van Eeden. I'm working for PingCap on TidyB, which is a database that implements the MySQL protocol. There are more here, like there's also Vitesse that also does MySQL protocol, and of course MySQL itself, MariaDB, it's all the same protocol. And this database is written in Go, by the way. I'm also a long-time MySQL user, and I'm contributing to like various projects, including Wireshark, that I will also be using in this presentation. They also have a stand pretty much just outside of this room. So they have stickers, they have nice people there. Go say hi. Also working on Go MySQL. TidyB, of course, MySQL, and then the Perl driver for MySQL. So what are the reasons why you should care about the MySQL protocol? First thing is that troubleshooting, things happen, bugs happen. It can be either on the client side, server side. It can be network devices that do smart things while they shouldn't. That's one of the cases where the protocol is important. But also performance. So some languages like PHP set up a connection, do something, and disconnect. And there are like many round trips that you can avoid, and that can really increase performance. And then there's cost. Like you might be able to like reduce the amount of network bandwidth, which especially in some specific cloud deployments really can make a difference. And then there's like contributing protocol support to new languages, new connectors, new tools doing things with binary logs, for example. And there, like the protocol is the thing you need to work with because sometimes there's not a library for your language yet. So definition and scope. This is the protocol that's used between the client and the server. It's known as the classic protocol. There's also an X protocol that I will not be covering today. It's newer, it's different, but the classic protocol is way more widely used still nowadays. The protocol can be used over TCP and over a Unix socket. There's protocol information available from Oracle. It's part of the same repository. It's just generated with Doxygen. Quite nice, quite good documentation, but it's lacking a few parts, and it is documentation. It's not a specification. Like other things like HTTP might have a formal specification, and that's just missing for the MySQL protocol. So often when you're looking at the documentation, you might also want to look at network traffic from like MySQL, like the Java connector, other things, and just compare things to see what's actually happening. So who implements the protocol? Of course, the MySQL, TidyB, Vitesse, etc. And then there are all the clients for like Java, PHP. And then there's the C API, and on top of the C API, there are a few other connectors that use the C API for the protocol implementation. If you want to use Wireshark with MySQL, there are a few things you can do and should do. You can capture traffic with TCP dump or other tools, or you can capture things with Wireshark directly, but it's a GUI tool, and usually that's not really something you want to use on a server. on the MySQL side, if you want to make it easy to capture traffic, you want to make sure that you are sending the traffic over TCP and not over the Unix socket, because if you're dumping on the Unix socket, sending the traffic over something else, then yeah, that's not working. Disabling TLS makes things a lot easier. It is possible to also work with TLS, but then you need to go through some extra steps. So by default, you want to just disable it and make it easy for yourself. If you're not running MySQL on port 3306, because you might be using TidyB, other implementations, or just having multiple sandboxes running, there's a decode S option where you can say, like, well, port 3310 is now also using MySQL. That might be needed to actually see the MySQL stuff. Wireshark shows you a lot of TCP information, MySQL information, other traffic that might be in your dump. Just use MySQL as a display filter, and all the other things that are less interesting go away. With the MySQL protocol, it's really useful to start the capture at the beginning of the conversation, so when you connect to the server. Don't capture only like part of a conversation, because in the beginning of the conversation, a lot of the capabilities are exchanged, and that makes the decoding much more reliable. So this is what Wireshark looks like. I'm already filtering on with MySQL. You see a few packets on the top. In the bottom left, you see the decoded structures, and on the bottom right, you see just the packet bytes that are sent over the wire. So let's start with the actual protocol. Who sends the first message? So the client connects, so with HTTP, just as a comparison, the client sends the first message, but with MySQL, the server is the one that is actually sending the message. So the client connects to the server, and then the server replies with a server greeting.